Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, better known as Pat. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. And this is Talk Radio to Thrive By, better known as the Vibe of Thrive. And tonight, you're going to feel us vibrating all over the planet with such incredible information. A journey into spirituality, a journey into personal power, a journey into the four directions, a journey with the history and the magic of the medicine wheel, and how each and every one of us learns how to tap into the meaning, the purpose, and the power of this journey. And I have to tell you, I am so thrilled and jazzed and honored to have someone that knows a lot about this. John English, he's joining me here tonight. He is the author of the book, The Shift, An Awakening. It is an award-winning book. I have it here in front of me. He is a teacher, international speaker, visionary, entrepreneur, but he is, you know, a shamanic healer as well. If you look at what shows up on his website, you see things that are of such interest, invitation, that you can click on any part of mydreamtimellc.com. You're going to hear more about it, and step into the journey. Tonight, we're going to invite you to step into the journey of the medicine wheel. What does it mean? How does one interpret it? And what does it mean for all of us in modern day times? And so John is joining us here tonight because this is a conversation that will enable all of us to move forward in our lives without hesitation, without obstruction, and without the fear that so immobilizes us many times in our lives. John, I want to thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's such a thrill to be with you. And as you know, this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. So I'm really excited about the program tonight and all the different things that we're going to get to talk about.
Let's start with the conversation for many people that have not heard the term medicine wheel or have heard the term and have heard it maybe in our pop culture, have maybe heard it at spiritual events, but don't really know what the medicine wheel is. Let's start at that point because I think it's so important to talk about the history of this and some of the meaning. So, John, would you describe to our listeners what the medicine wheel is, but what was your introduction to it?
The medicine wheel is often referred to as the fourfold path of the unspeakable or the one spirit, and also referred to as the fourfold path of wisdom. What's amazing to me, Pat, is that it's found in every culture. And one commonality in every culture is working with the four directions of the medicine wheel, or what are sometimes referred to as the four winds. In my lineage, we go south, west, north, and east. And there's, you know, as we're going to get further into this, there's all kinds of different teachings and ways, a map for living, like you mentioned, a life that's free of obstructions, and using those the obstructions that do show up to be very positive impacts in our lives. And the way that I was introduced to it was so funny because a friend of mine and I decided that we were going to try and live a life free of fear. Mm. No one told us we couldn't do it, so we decided to see if we could do it. And 2 weeks later, I met a shaman, and he began to teach me. And he was initiated into the Quetzal lineage of the mountains of Peru. And then I studied with him for about 8 months. This was about almost 9 years ago now. And then he sent me off to study with his teacher. So that's how I got introduced to it.
Well, and, you know, let's talk about this, because when you get introduced to something like this, there is introduction and there is transformative introduction. What I mean by that, John, is I don't know about you, but I get introduced to things every day. every day. I get, you know, I feel so blessed right now. I get to speak with people, you know, such as yourself. I get to do this every day, and I love it. And then there are moments of transformation that have to do with an introduction into almost another dimension. What was this introduction like for you? How did it change your life?
Well, that's really interesting. And I put some of this in my latest book, The Little Book on Relationship. And one thing the medicine wheel is about is, you know, developing a different relationship with life. And you're right, it was a transformative introduction. And I reached out to this gentleman. He had just moved into the area where I live and moved his business, and his wife wasn't here yet. And I had just done the same thing a year earlier. So I reached out to him to befriend him and see if I could help him. And what was there was this energy that was a very strong attraction. So I was attracted to having this person as a friend, but that attraction also vibrated in my ears and in what, even though I didn't know it at the time, in my luminous energy field. And it very much felt and sounded like and it was transformative from the very first moment. And it's interesting to me that transformation happened because I wanted to help another human being. And as you know, Pat, I put a great deal of importance on relationship.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And that's really kind of what the Dr. Pat Show has been about, John, from day one. And, you know, stepping out kind of as a novice in this area, you know, the thing that still holds true for me, and I don't believe will ever change, is that our vision and mission statement has been the same, to reach millions of people and help them live life full out. And what I've learned is what you just mentioned. People want to choose. They want to say, well, you know, I don't resonate with what you talked about today, Dr. Pat, but I do resonate to the medicine wheel. And
yes.
Yet I don't understand anything about it. What can we learn from the archetypal forces associated with the medicine wheel? And what are they? Who are they?
Well, we'll start in the south direction. And what's
okay.
Amazing to me is I've studied Toltec wisdom and different lineages. And even though they might have different names for the archetypes, each direction is really the same throughout the different traditions. And I feel that they all came from Toltec. So in the south direction is the direction of the serpent. And we mentioned serpent, and it's the same with all the archetypal forces. They are organizing principles of the universe. So serpent is a way that we can get our arms around and begin to contemplate and work with an archetypal force of the universe. And this force guides us through shedding our past and our programming. And shedding our past and our programming is so beneficial because so many people live in the past and then they use that energy without even though they try not to, they use that energy because it lives within them to create their future. So the south direction, the archetype of the serpent, she is the one, in our tradition, it's a very feminine tradition, so we refer to all the archetypes as mother-sister. She teaches us how to walk the path of consistent renewal. Because the serpent sheds its skin over and over again. And the skin that we shed now, afterwards it will be very loose and there will be a lot of room for growth, but that will be the skin that we shed the next time around. And one way people experience this in their lives is they have a transformative experience. And that transformative experience gets locked into place by making beliefs about it. And the serpent encourages us not to do that. That archetypal force tells us that we are magical beings of the universe and that we need to consistently renew ourselves and continue to grow and embrace change. So that's the archetype of the South, and then in the
I want to ask you about that because the lesson that is, I believe, hidden in what you just said is: imagine us being a snake, and imagine us being this snake, whatever. And I've had personal experience in the desert with rattlesnakes, so I've got that medicine. But imagine us being that, and then imagine us getting attached to our skin, only to find that the skin leads us time and time again. and we have absolutely no control to keep it. I mean, isn't that a powerful image?
It really is. It really is. And it encourages us also to be grounded and to walk belly to belly with the mother, like the serpent does. Because every mystic knows when they get to a certain point on their path that they have to be completely grounded, because they're bringing in such a high vibration that if they're not grounded, they can literally burn themselves out. And the serpent is also the one who teaches us how to be grounded, how to walk belly to belly with the mother and always have her in our heart, the mother who will never leave us, the mother who will never forsake us and always hold us so sweetly, and the one who provides everything we need. So it's a beautiful archetypal force to work with, and it's thrilling to think that we can work with this archetypal force, and it is also an organizing principle of the universe. That's a lot of power.
It's a lot of power, and I'm always so curious, John, about, you know, how these traditions have come forth, and, you know, how they've become and gone through sort of, I don't know, let's call it an evolution, and in some cases we've almost lost the medicine or the mission or the message of the medicine wheel and traditions such as this. I mean, we literally could have continued on this planet and pretty much obliterated, you know, some of these spiritual teachings.
Yeah.
What do you think is preventing that? Because I believe we're coming back stronger than ever right now, and people are so hungry for teachings like this.
Well, I just have to express an extreme amount of gratitude for all the indigenous cultures of this planet for sharing their wisdom with us. Because despite everything that's happened over the last 500 to 600 years, despite the destruction of their sacred places and governments taking their land and everything else, despite all of that, they saw through it and shared their wisdom with us. And the common foundation that they all have, and why there's so many that are similar, I like the Peruvian tradition because it's so feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that really appeals to me. Now, the common element has to do with what is referred to as the fall of mankind. When mankind forgot that they were magical beings of the universe, and another way to put that is that we all forgot that we were like Jesus, Buddha, and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, our vibration slowed down, and the vibration of the earth slowed down, and that didn't happen, like, to everyone all at once. From what I've investigated, it was like 50-50. And of course, that was the birth of the ego as well. And then those who were dedicated to the path of service developed these different lineages of the teaching and then just handed it down by mouth, orally, from generation to generation. So we have a great deal to be grateful for, because that was a very long process, and it was very challenging, because a person who was gifted this wisdom and then obtained these abilities had to find other people to transmit it to, so that the lineage could continue.
John, I wanted to ask you, because the medicine wheel has also been referred to as the circle of life.
Yeah.
And that is a very powerful thing to say, the circle of life. And, you know, the power in this is how we bring forward these teachings into the 21st century. My very special guest today, John English, is joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the archetypes. We're going to talk about, you know, the current use of medicine wheels, but more importantly, what this means to you. This is not something that we're talking about that has to do with a handful of people. I am so grateful as well, as John mentioned, that the indigenous people have shared this, because the power and the purpose behind this will change your life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest today, John English. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. If you want to find out more about the show, if you've missed any part of tonight's conversation with my very special guest, John English, we're talking about the medicine wheel for living a life fulfilled with meaning, purpose, and power. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get ready to listen to the archive. If you want to find out more about John and how to be connected with him, his work, the events that he has, including a journey into Peru, go to MyDreamTimeLLC.com. MyDreamTimeLLC.com. John, wow, what a great show. Thank you for joining us here today. We started in the South, and we talked about the meaning and the purpose of the South and the archetype. Where do we go from here, and why do we go there?
Where we go after we leave the South is into the West. And the reason that we go there is because the South and the West are about removing things. They're about other things as well, but they're about removing the things about us that are illusion. And they're about learning to embrace the power and energy that comes to us in the South so that we can make it through the rest of the medicine wheel. and the archetypal force in the West is the jaguar. And this archetype teaches us something very, very important. How to move beyond fear and violence, and how to embrace the process in the universe that is death and transformation. As we discussed in the first part of the program, everything is in a constant state of change. And sometimes change involves death and transformation. But with the help of the Jaguar and the help of the winds of the West, we can learn to embrace death and for the transformation it brings us. As opposed to holding on to things, which is the way that is fear-based and the way that a lot of people do it, when they sense change is coming or death is coming to a relationship or to a job or to whatever the case may be, they hold on to that thing. And then that forces the universe and their very own higher self to kick that thing out of their life, because that thing needs to die, whatever it is, and become transformed. So the Jaguar is the one who teaches us how to do that. She also teaches us something that is very different in the medicine wheel than, you know, the way that I was raised in the Christian Catholic Church. And that is to get to know our own darkness. To get to know our own propensity for darkness, our character defects, and things like this. And the reason that we do that is because if we know those things, if we intimately know ourselves, then we can choose differently. And we don't have to go around projecting our darkness onto other people to learn, which is something that's very, very powerful. The West is an amazing direction. And then the archetype in the North is the Hummingbird. And this is the direction that where we learn to master life here on the physical plane. And this is the north is the direction of the power of now that so many people are are looking for and trying to become completely present in their lives. And we do this by working with this organizing principle of the universe that is embodied in the Hummingbird. Because the Hummingbird teaches us how to be still in flight. So even though we are busy people and living our lives and hopefully pursuing our passion and our purpose in this life, we can still be still within ourselves. And what's so funny, Pat, is to watch the students go through this phase of development, because they are thoroughly floored and completely amazed that the next right action in whatever scenario they're in can come forward out of them with no thought whatsoever.
I think that is really what we call as, you know, there's a lot of language right now to, you know, that talks about discoveries that are happening every day. People are referring it to an aha moment. They're referring to it as a life force moment. You know, there are different things we can point to that we feel in every cell of our body, is shifting us. You know what I'm saying, John? But sometimes we can't put it into words.
Which is something that is inherent in every shamanic tradition that I'm aware of, and Toltec wisdom, and is that it's all about working with energy. Whatever ritual the shaman does, or the medicine person does, or the healer does, it's all about changing the energy. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, the other thing the Hummingbird teaches us how to do is reminds us that it and guides us back into our birthright. One of them, which is to drink directly from the nectar of life. And she also guides us back into the journey back into our true identity, which is spirit. So the force of the Hummingbird in the universe that we get our arms around by thinking of Hummingbird is the force in the universe that reminds us we can make the impossible journey back into our true identity, because every year Hummingbirds migrate amazing distances with those itty-bitty wings. So she teaches us how to do that, which is...
You know, what's interesting about the conversation, especially when we think about the Hummingbird, you know, we don't stop to think about, you know, why is it that we have certain archetypes that refer to directions? You know, how is it that these archetypes stand alone, so to speak, but yet there is a power in putting them all together? Is that right, John?
It is right, because each direction also corresponds with a different technique, excuse me, and each direction also corresponds with matter, energy, space, and time. And each direction has its own energy. if for instance, if you stand to the east and greet the rising sun, a clarity will come to you.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That comes to you from the winds of the east, because the east, the product of the result of working the east direction is clarity. If you stand at night and you embrace and say goodnight to the dying sun, you will realize that every day there can be death and transformation in your life. And that's why I put, as you know, Pat, the prayers, east and west prayers, in the end of the little book on relationship. Because what we can do is allow this day to die and transform us with its power and take that power into the clarity of the east the next day without taking any of the pain and suffering and trauma. And what we can, and that's also embodied in the other direction, south and north. There's a line that goes there as well. So it's just truly amazing the depth and the everything that is waiting for us in the fourfold path of the unspeakable, the of the four directions.
Now, well, what I love about the, what I love about the north as well, especially about hummingbird, I think this is, I think many people know of a hummingbird. Very few people truly know, you know, what a hummingbird is, what it does, what its journey is about, what its story is about. But one of the things you mentioned that I think is worth talking about for a minute is this idea that the hummingbird, you know, teaches us how to be still while in flight and drink directly from the nectar of light, of life. We are so busy doing for no reason at all that this particular medicine in itself is a medicine that I believe we have to get back to learn and understand. Generations of children have not learned the notion of being still. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And what's the benefit that to ground it in people's lives is when you are still, no matter what you are doing, whether you are at work or whether you are with your friends, if you are still within, you use way less energy and personal power. And that's why the north is across from the south, because the south is the direction of power. The product of the, or the result of working with the south winds is power. And the way that we maintain that power, the personal power and also the power of the universe that we really are, is by being still in flight. And another lesson of the hummingbird I got by watching hummingbirds around a honeysuckle bush.
Uh-huh.
It was fascinating and was a great teaching for me. There was a hummingbird drinking from the honeysuckle. And another hummingbird came, and I asked the listeners to watch for this, and most of them have probably seen it. Another hummingbird came, and the first thing that hummingbird did was chase away the other hummingbird. It chased away the other hummingbird, and then it got right back to drinking directly from the nectar of life. So what I always tell my students, if anything, anything at all, tries to prevent you from drinking directly from the nectar of life, your first order of business should be to chase it out of your life.
Just that is a very powerful lesson, because we know, what a great visual, John, that is, because, you know, think about it. We know when something is bumping up against us, right? We're in our groove. We're in our flow. Doesn't matter what that is. Could be at work. Could be at home. Could be at the park. Could be watching television for all, you know, any of us know. But we know when something is bumping up against us and it is uncomfortable and we are concerned about losing that flight, about losing that nectar. And yet what you've just said, John, is something we don't do.
It's something that I'm so great, so, I don't even know if there, our English language sometimes is so limited, but it's something that I'm just so happy, joyous, grateful, thrilled about, and humbled by, is that the medicine wheel within the four directions embodies also a map on making sure that we do that.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from break.
Bumps up against us,
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back from break, because we have to journey. We have to journey to the East, and we're doing that with John English, my very special guest today, the author of the book, The Shift and Awakening, and as he just mentioned, he has another book that we'll talk about in later on in the show. When we come back, we'll talk about the power, the purpose, and the significance of the journey of the East, and how every one of us can get to experience the four directions, the power, and how they show up in our everyday life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James' grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and A Path to Personal Triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, very special guest joining me here today, John English. And as I said before, if you're ready to say yes to that journey, that exploration, that adventure, which is your life, then you probably want to find out more about John, his workshops, his books, his seminars. And the best way to do that is through his website, mydreamtimellc.com. And I want to mention also that, you know, we're talking about the medicine wheel And if you go to his website, you're going to be able to see a number of different, well, let me just call them experiences that you can engage in to learn about the four directions, about the medicine wheel. And John is a master at helping folks discover their true nature and their calling and how to help others live life full out. Hey, John, thank you so much for joining us here today. Some people would say we've saved the best for last, but that would be, you know, not knowing the full extent of how the four directions work with each other. But let's talk about that journey, the journey of the East.
Well, in the East, the archetypal force is the eagle, and in South America, it's the condor, but it's the same archetypal force. And what this force brings to us is impeccable vision, where we can see the overall picture and the small details all at once. And impeccable vision is amazing, because by the time we make it to the East, we no longer need to project onto other people to get to know ourselves. And once this happens, the eagle and the condor kick us out of the nest and show us how to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And the East is also the direction of destiny. And it brings clarity to our lives. By working with the winds of the East, by working with the East direction, a clarity shows up that is just hard to put into words. As you know, I do private sessions, private healing sessions, and I've had people kind of accuse me of using psychic powers or something like that, or using my visioning capabilities, and because I can do that, but all I did was use clarity. So a clarity shows up that is just incredible in the East. And the East teaches us how to turn the whole wheel of our whole life. There is a turning to that wheel of life that you mentioned earlier, and the East teaches us how to do that consciously.
Let's talk about that, because there is a dynamicism that is represented by the four directions. A lot of times, you know, John, we talk about them as if they're stagnant, as if there's the East, there's the West, there's the North, there's the South. But there is a dynamic energy. If anyone that has ever created a medicine wheel and has stepped into the center and has watched the sunrise, you will get an acute awareness, insights beyond anything that you can explain. And yet the question is, what is the dynamic energy that happens, and how does the East get things moving for us?
Well, by the time we've shed our past and our programming, we've embraced our own shadow, and also in the West, we extract all our genetic garbage. And then we've moved into the stillness of the North, and then the archetype of the East shows up for us and brings to us that great gift of impeccable vision. We just see life completely different. There's a medicine way phrase, a Toltec and shamanic, that no thing is as it appears to be. And by the time we reach the East, we have a clarity of perception that allows us to see underneath things and to see things as they really are. And to work with these forces of the four directions and the forces of the universe that live within us to just consciously work with our life. There's a saying, chapter, it's in one of the chapters of the Tao Te Ching, the master shapes things as they come. And the East, by completing the medicine wheel, allows us to do that, allows us to shape things as they come with a newfound clarity, knowing when there's something we need to shed, knowing when this is a shadow element of ourselves or the other person and they are just projecting it onto us. When that happens, when we're projected onto, we don't take it personally anymore. We realize that the other person and us have come together to learn. And the stillness of the North, and as I mentioned, as I always talk about, there are four techniques of the four directions. Each one has a technique first. And what they teach us how to do is how to move the wheel of our life consciously. So the technique in the East is the one we'll start with. It is recapitulation. And what the person who walks the medicine way will do is recapitulate their entire life. Because there was so much of my life, Pat, that I was asleep. And when I was asleep, I wasn't absorbing the power that comes to me. I wasn't learning all of those lessons. I was just kind of plowing through. So when there's when the buttons are pushed within us, the medicine person or the luminous warrior knows that he needs to recapitulate, that there's something in his life that he needs to understand for its true meaning. And the direction across from that, the technique there is erasing personal history. And by using the other techniques in the other directions, we can erase our personal history. And it's as if those things have never happened. We have the power of those experiences, but they just don't live within us anymore the way that they used to. And so the East, by recapitulating, brings us clarity, brings us amazing clarity, and reminds us consistently, hey, you're flying wing to wing with the Great Spirit in your true identity. Recapitulate this thing that is going on, find out what it has to do with your life, and erase its personal history. And then the technique in the South is dreaming. So dreaming in trance states and using the shamanic journey, it all fits underneath dreaming. And what dreaming does to us is bring the result of it, which is power. The South is the direction of power, which is why we start in the South, because then we have enough energy and power to get all the way through the wheel and to use it in our daily lives. So I dream or trance almost every day if I can, just for 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes as little as 5. But I definitely do not go less than like 4 times or 3 times in a week. What that does to me is brings to me new knowledge, new wisdom about the 4 directions, about my life, about my destiny, about my potential, about my purpose in this lifetime, and it brings me power. And then the technique in the North is not doing, which is not what it sounds like. What it means, the hummingbird teaches us how to do not doing. It teaches us how to be still. So when there's something going on within me or within my life, I observe it as if I'm outside of myself, so that I can find out what it's really about, why it's really there. And that's the technique of not doing. And when we use those 4 techniques together in the medicine wheel, whenever it's appropriate to use them, for all the things that are happening in our lives, relationships, work, everything, finances, romance, all of it, then we're able to consciously turn the wheel of our life that goes from east to south, and then from south to west, and then from west to north, and then back to the east again.
Well, one of the things that I think is so important for us to understand is what you just said in terms of how we live our everyday lives. And what I mean by that, John, is that let's take dreaming for a minute. We are, and I know growing up, I love to dream. I love to daydream. I love to sit sometimes and let my imagination run. But so often in this society, we have been told, stop daydream, get back to the task. So we are essentially smothering our creative, intuitive, energetic law of attraction self, so to speak. You know what I mean, John?
Yes, I do.
How can we help our listeners plug in to get that back?
Well, I have a very simple technique for dreaming that the listeners can go onto my website and subscribe to our newsletter, and that technique is going to be coming out in our newsletter.
Oh, great.
The article that I wrote. And really what I do is I pick a spot in my house where I won't be interrupted. I pick a place where I won't easily fall asleep. When I first started, I started about an hour or so after a meal, and I just put myself in a column of light that goes infinitely up and infinitely down with a mirror finish on the outside, with a mirror side facing out for protection. And I just connect to my higher self, and I hold an intention, whatever it is I want to learn about. Let's say I want to learn about the deeper implications of the South or the North, or I want to know what's really going on with me and with this person at work, because we used to get along. We used to get along very well. And then something shifted, and there's been a lot of friction in our relationship at work. So I want to find out what's really going on. So I will hold that in mind and allow myself to drift down towards sleep. And eventually, my mind will be out of the way and be the recording device to record what I find out about in this dream. And just with a little training, a person can teach themselves to stop right above unconscious sleep, where there will be a wealth of information about this particular issue with this work relationship. And you can find out all the things will replay, the shift in the other person and the shift in you and what was going on with you at that particular time and what was going on with them in their life. And you'll be able to find out what the true challenge is about. So that's one of the ways that I use dreaming. I got started using dreaming, Pat, because I was a designer. Because I engineered tooling. And I would get stuck on engineering something, and I would need to figure out how to do it. And by that time, I happened to be a little tired. It was in the afternoon. I'd been staring at a computer all day. I would just lay down on my office floor. And pretty soon, I would wake up when I had the solution in my mind. That's how I got started.
That's what I think one of the messages is today. We have to get back to the dream. We have to get back to tapping into the power. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about matter, energy, space, and time. Matter, energy, space, and time. What does it mean? And how does this relate to the much talked about law of attraction with my very special guest today, John English? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Did you know Greek yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com, BellaGenza.com. Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
The hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how.
One in five adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support. Go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's PerfcoGreen.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, what a phenomenal show with my very special guest, John English, joining me here today. We've talked about the medicine wheel, and we've talked about the four directions, and we're going to talk about matter, energy, space, and time. But before we do, John, I would love for you to let people know the best way to find out more about you, your events, and also your new book.
The best way to find out more about me and my events is to go to mydreamtimellc.com. There's our trips to Peru and our Medicine Wheel program, if people are interested in getting involved in the Medicine Wheel program, which is in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. That's how they find out. mydreamtimellc.com. And my latest book, and I also have a website for online video education on how to work with energy, and it's called NoSpiritLeftBehind.com. And the latest book is the first in a series that we're calling the Little Book Series on Life. And it is the Little Book on Relationship, because life really is just an interaction of an infinite number of relationships. And this book is about how to work with all of your relationships consciously, with your significant others, with the relationships at work, and even with your casual acquaintances, and how to read the mirrors of life and see what's really going on with you. And I wrote the book so that it can be read in about, if you're a fast reader, 2 hours, and 2 to 3 hours, so that people could review the process and really use it in their life. And it embodies the medicine wheel as well. So we were going to discuss.
We're going to talk about matter, energy, space,
energy,
and time.
Space and time.
And I love this because energy is a word, John, that if we'd have used the word energy, what, like 10 years ago, probably somebody would have, you know, cut the show off midstream. But now you've got Oprah and Mehmet Oz talking about energy medicine. Let's talk about matter, energy, space, and time, and what this has to do with how we live our lives.
Well, I guess it's no surprise that matter, energy, space, and time, what are commonly referred to as MEST, are embodied in the medicine wheel and with each direction. And the east is the direction of time. And the way that we work with that is we realize that for us to create anything, for there to eventually be matter, which is a form in our life, there has to be time. There has to be time. And not only does there have to be time, but it has to be the right time. And this is where your higher self gets involved. Because your higher self, what we call the dreamer, has an intention and a purpose for this lifetime. And if you live that intention and that purpose and you fulfill it, you will be the happiest person on planet Earth, or among the group of the happiest people that are doing that. So it's important for us to remember that. Often we try to create things in our lives, and we don't even have the time for it in our life, which is another way to work with it in the East. So we have to make sure that we have the time in our life for that which we're trying to create. If we don't, then we need to look at that and create the time. And then to remember that our dreamer, our higher self, is in control, and we want to live its life, and that it must be the right time. And then when that happens, we're ready to go to the west. And the west corresponds with space. So for something to be in matter, to be a form in your life, there has to be time for it, and there has to be space, because what you create is going to take a space. And this is even for something, creating something physical out of nothing, which is, you know, advanced master shamans can do. So it's going to require a space. So look at your life. Do you have the space in your life for what you're trying to dream into reality? If you don't, then you need to make the space in your life for the universe to fill it. And the product or the result of working with the winds of the west and space is feeling. So that gives us an indication on what we need to fill that time and space with to create something, and that is feeling. We need to fill it with energy, and that's what the South corresponds with. The South corresponds with energy. And since the technique is dreaming, we need to create the time, the space in our lives for us to create what we want to bring in. And then we have to spend time dreaming and bringing in the energy and the feeling of the West to fill that time and that space. And when we do that, then it will land and anchor in the north, which is the physical plane, and corresponds with matter. And that's the way we work the four directions to create something in our lives, starting with time.
You know, and all of this is very synergistic, you know, and very natural. And when we get to the place where we're truly, as some people would say, unblocked, there's a natural flow. John, we've heard the term flow before. And, yes. And you know, there are people that do research on flow and have authored books on it. We hear a lot about it. We hear athletes talk about it. We hear that moment where there is no separation between, you know, matter, energy, space, and time. And everything works together. Why do you believe that we are not capable at this time to live at that place most of the time?
It simply has to do with vibrational frequency. And that's what the medicine wheel brings to us. There's a medicine wheel, there's a medicine man who is no longer alive, no longer with us, but his name is Fool's Crow. And Fool's Crow used to talk about how we have to be hollow bones. So we have to use our path in life to intimately get to know ourselves so that we can remove the things that are within us that are not in our, that are not our divinity, that are not in our true nature. And as we do that, we become hollow. And then the power of the universe flows through us and we begin to use universal law.
Mm-hmm.
And when we operate and work with universal law,
yep.
then we get into that flow and move into our divinity and where we're headed.
Wow. John, thank you so much for today's show. I'm so grateful that you and I had this time. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Very powerful.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. We always have the most thrilling and excellent conversations, and I'm just honored to be a part of them and be on your program this evening.
Well, this is certainly memorable, and I hope you all have heard something here tonight that will help you take action on your own behalf. If not, go to www.thedrpatshow.com and listen to this conversation again. Until next time, remember, you have that matter, that energy. You have that all, and we're here to help you bring it out. We'll see you next time, everybody.
You're stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. Touch the sky, your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
Well, I got up and I fell down, but I'm ready again. Come on, rainstorm, come on, snowstorm, come on, fire, come on, night. There's too many answers, there's just too many.
Give it your life. Please.